Horseplay by Joe Carnegie. Read by Susie Riddell. Part 1. Chapter 1. 6 months earlier. The tinkle of champagne glasses rang out in the peaceful spring evening. As the guests assembled on the outdoor terrace of Clanfield Hall, they were all in agreement that it was hard to find a more beautiful view of the Cotswolds. Before them, 500 acres of deep wooded valleys and rolling hills, all in exuberant bloom. As stunning as the backdrop was, the conversation soon swung back to the things typically talked about at these parties: politics, sport, money, and sex. Young waiting staff passed through the black tie crowd, offering mouth-watering canapés, slivers of rare Hereford beef and smoked wild salmon, asparagus picked that day from the kitchen garden. It was a pleasant start to the evening before the party moved inside for the 8-course dinner in the ballroom. At the end of the vast lawn, a horse and rider emerged from a thicket of trees, going like a bat out of hell. The official bridal way curved round to the right, away from the stately home, but the rider either didn't know or didn't care, as their mount thundered across the bottom of the field. One by one, the distinguished guests broke off their conversations to watch the horse, a muscly bay thoroughbred, hurtle towards a 5-bar gate. Sat on top of the huge beast was a tiny figure bent forward, with a long blonde ponytail flying out behind. "Christ!" someone said. "Is that a girl?" Down on the field, 24-year-old Kizzy Milton gave a cry of exhilaration. Oblivious of her audience, she crouched even lower in the saddle.